right into something new?
I'm sure, Gideon replied. Glynn looked at him carefully, a long, searching look. Then he nodded.
Excellent. Glad to hear you'll be continuing with us as our...
He paused, searched for a word.
Our special deputy. We'll engage you a suite at a hotel around the corner, so you'll have a place to stay while we find you an apartment. I know how you hate to be away from your beloved Santa Fe, but it's a very interesting time to be in New York. Right now, for example, there's a special exhibition at the Morgan Library. The Book of Kells, on loan from the Irish government. You've heard of the Book of Kells, of course?
Vaguely.
It's the finest illuminated manuscript in existence, considered to be Ireland's greatest national treasure.
Gideon said nothing.
Glynn glanced at his watch. Then you'll come have a look at it with me? I'm a great fancier of illuminated manuscripts. They'll be turning a new page of the book every day. Very exciting.
Gideon hesitated. Illuminated manuscripts are not exactly an interest of mine.
Ah, but I was so hoping you would accompany me to the exhibition, said Glynn. You'll love the Book of Kells. It's only been out of Ireland once before, and it's only here for a week. A shame to miss it. If we leave now, we'll just catch the last hour of today's showing.
Maybe we could go Monday.
And miss the page displayed today, forever? No, we must go now.
Gideon started to laugh, amused at Glynn's earnestness. The man's interests were so arcane.
Honestly, I couldn't care less about the damn Book of Kells.
Ah, but you will.
Hearing the edge in Glynn's voice, Gideon paused.
Why?
Because your new assignment will be to steal it.
Chapter 2. Gideon followed Eli Glynn into the east room of the Morgan Library. Despite its being packed with visitors, entering the magnificent space was nevertheless an overwhelming experience. Gideon hadn't been in the Morgan since its renovation. He always found its treasures too tempting, and immediately became entranced all over again with the vaulted and painted ceilings, the three-story tiers of rich books, the massive marble fireplace, the opulent tapestries, furniture, and thick burgundy rug. Glynn, operating the joystick of his electric wheelchair with one claw-like hand, moved into the room aggressively, cutting the line and taking advantage of the fact that people tended to yield to the handicapped. Soon, they had moved to the front of the line, where a large glass cube contained the Book of Kells.
"What a room," murmured Gideon, looking around, his eyes instinctively picking out the many aggressively visible details of high security, starting with the hyper-alert guards, the single entrance, the camera lenses winking in the ceiling moldings, the motion sensor detectors, and infrared laser placements. Not only that, but in entering the room, he had observed the side edge of a massive steel pocket door, ready to seal the space off at a moment's notice. Glynn followed his eye toward the ceiling.
"Magnificent, isn't it?" he said. "Those murals are by the artist H. Siddons Mowbray, and the spandrels feature the 12 signs of the zodiac. J.P. Morgan belonged to an exclusive dining club that admitted only 12 members, each of whom was given a zodiac code name. They say the arrangements of the signs and other strange symbols painted in the ceiling relate to key events in Morgan's personal life."
Gideon's eye fell to the grand fireplace adorning one end of the hall. Even in its intricately carved recesses, he could make out the faint presence of security devices, some of which he had never seen before and had no idea what they did.
"That tapestry over the fireplace," Glynn continued, "is 16th century Netherlandish. It depicts one of the seven deadly sins, avarice."
He issued a low chuckle. "Interesting choice for Mr. J. Pierpont Morgan, don't you think?"
Gideon turned his attention to the glass cube that contained the Book of Kells. It was clearly bulletproof, and not the